me congratulate you. You are the new chairman of the Democratic Party. How did this come about?
Well, Steve, first of all, thank you. Last night, the executive committee of the party voted, and I'm very happy to say unanimously, on the slate that was presented to them, with me being chairman of the party and Yolanda Wheat being vice chair. That was the result of a selection committee appointed by Roger Wilson, who interviewed various candidates throughout the state and again came up with unanimous recommendation for my chairmanship and for the slate for the party.
For people who don't know anything about you, and I guess a lot of people, they're hearing your name and they're thinking, who are you? What's your background? Tell us a bit about it.
Sure. Background is, in 1981 to 85, I helped run a campaign for a gentleman named Vince Schammel, who became mayor for 12 years in the city of St. Louis. I served as his chief of staff and campaign manager for 5 years. Then I went back into the practice of law and helped build a law firm here in St. Louis for 12 years. After that, I went into the corporate world and became president of Mayflower Van Lines and ultimately an additional subsidiary called Vanliner Insurance Company, and served in that capacity for about 8.5 years or so, and joined Charlie Dooley, who is now the current county executive of St. Louis County. Helped him beginning in June of 2004, and served with him for about 2.5 years through his reelection as the first African-American ever elected in St. Louis County.
When did you get the idea that this is something you'd want to do? Was it when Roger Wilson announced that he was stepping down?
Well, you know, I've sort of left that to the powers that be. Claire McCaskill, our new senator, and Jay Nixon, our attorney general, and Roger were the key people involved in the decision-making process. I did not in any way campaign for the position or, in fact, did not make any phone calls whatsoever, and was asked to consider it 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I said I would be honored to be considered, but that if it needed to fit with all of the various segments of our party, and if they felt that's what they wanted and I could be of service, I would be available.
Where do you see the Democratic Party now? Obviously, you have to be thrilled with the gains made in the last election. Winning a U.S. Senate seat, that was the big prize, always a big deal. Didn't make the gains that some people had hoped you would make in the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate. So where's the party now, and where do you want to take it?
Well, in the Missouri House, we did pick up, since the mid-'80s, 5 net seats. I think we're very close to, in 2008, taking over the Missouri House. So number one, that's a key element of what we, I believe, will continue to coordinate and push for. Secondly, would be to elect a governor in the state, which is critical. And then thirdly, to participate in the other statewide races and the local races, which are critical. I really think that part of our success, which was under the leadership of former chairman and former governor Roger Wilson, was a real, truly real grassroots effort. I think the Democrats have the message that will resonate with people. They clearly are the party of the people, clearly are the party that has a big tent with a seat at the table for everyone. What we need to do is continue to capitalize on that momentum, and that'll be our initiative.
You mentioned the possibility of taking back the House in 2008. Some would say that's quite a statement coming from anybody, because it's going to be very difficult to do. Do you actually think that the Democrats have a shot at taking back the House? If so, how good a shot?
Well, I mean, all we need to do is do a swing of 11 seats or so, and all those seats are up for election. I think this shot is a very good opportunity, because what I think we've realized is that the representatives and prospective representatives from the various representations throughout the state need to be symbolic of the people they represent. And what that means is that even amongst the Democrats, there are various differences of opinions, and we welcome differences. We welcome varying opinions. But we also will be focused on ultimately winning in those areas. So that will be my job, to provide a fair and neutral process where all views are aired and that ultimately candidates are selected that are indicative of the areas that they choose to represent. And that could be this, something completely different in southern Missouri versus northeast Missouri. I think what we're about is understanding a winning formula, and I think the House is absolutely doable in terms of taking that over in 08.
Specifically, what do the Democrats have to do to try to make inroads in, well, say, southern part of the state, southwestern part of the state, certainly, Roy Blunt country?
Mm-hmm.
Democrats have always had tough times in that part of the state. Lately, though, I mean, there were pockets of people elected. You had senators. We had state senators, I'm talking, of course, and state reps. That has changed with term limits, that the term limits, some of those old Dixiecrats knocked them out of office. Republicans came in. Can you preach a message to those folks in that area who are neither Democrat or Republican, but they're just conservative people?
Yeah, I think that what the Democrats are about and what they have been about fundamentally is a message of jobs, jobs, and jobs. The thrust of economic development throughout the state is what really, I think, resonates whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. And that's what the message from Democrats are, to try and make sure, to ensure that people have the opportunity to participate in a fruitful job, one that pays a living wage with health care benefits. If you do that, you begin to solve incredibly quickly the overall ills, and whether that's conservative or not is irrelevant. The fact is, people need the opportunity to work, to be productive, to educate their children, to have health care, and therefore that message resonates. And, you know, some of the problems that our Republican brethren have had is they forgot how important health care is. They forgot how important it is to have a job. And that's what the Democrats have always been about. It's a matter of refocusing and reemphasizing that message, which will be very translatable anywhere in the state.
You know, John, you seem to be saying what a lot of Republicans said back, looking at the national level, the tsunami, as they called it in mm-hmm. Washington when Newt Gingrich and company took over. It was the Democrats have lost their way. They have forgotten about the little guy. It seems you're saying now that here in Missouri, for instance, that the Republicans seem to have lost their way, and it's an opportunity for the Democrats to get back into power.
I think it's absolutely true. I mean, when you have a governor that's forgotten about 100,000 people that are those that need health care the most, that's a significant faux pas. That's a significant lack of consideration about what people need and what people are all about. I think that's this last election in 06 clearly said nationally and in Missouri and in local elections that the Republicans have lost touch with their constituency and essentially with the people of this country, the people of this state, the people of the districts that they live in. All we need to do as Democrats is reemphasize what we've always been about, and that is a party of the people who are concerned about the people's needs, the people that want to work and be productive. And that's going to be our message.
Yeah, and it seems that as we've been talking over the last few minutes, you've mentioned a lot about health care and jobs, job security. It seems to me that's where you're going. That's the direction you're taking the party in, get people back to where they feel comfortable. They don't have to worry about if they get sick, what happens to them, and can I hold on to my job for more than 3 months?
Exactly. I think, you know, that people want to be productive. People want to have an opportunity to work and thereby have health care for their children and their family, educate their children appropriately, and it all comes back to giving them the opportunity to participate in a job that provides a living wage and appropriate benefits. Again, if we can help people do that, as we've done in St. Louis County, which I'm most familiar about, we've cured a lot of the concerns of our constituencies and addressed their most immediate needs. And people will be responsive as a result of that.
John, good to talk to you, and can't wait to meet you. We'll chat. John Temperini, the new chairman of the Missouri Democratic Party.